It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Happy Monday to you all. You can all breathe. The weekend is over. The intense four-day weekend of college basketball. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then it starts all up Thursday. It's already back. Opening day. March Madness.
Hey, we just got a press release. We've extended our partnership with the Royals. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Yeah, the Royals and Odyssey announced a multi-year extension to their radio broadcast partnership. 96.5 The Fan, Kansas City's first full FM sports station, will serve as the flagship station airing spring training, regular season, and postseason games. See how they got that in their postseason? Because that is the expectation this year. The games will also be streamed via the Odyssey app within the Royals broadcast territory as well. Denny Matthews returning for his 57th season as voice of the Royals. Throughout the season, 96.5 The Fan will also air weekly interviews with Royals manager Matt Quatrero every Wednesday at 9 and bi-monthly interviews with executive Vice President and General Manager J.J. Piccolo. Josh Vernier is the station's Royal Insider, and he will join the station's weekday programming throughout the season to discuss the latest news surrounding the team.
And then the stadium is moving to 119th and Knoll.
There you go.
Take it away, Bob. I'm hot today.
I mean, there's really not much to add to that one. You know, as we kind of said earlier, I'm about 95% sure this thing is going to end up at 119th and all. People that I've spoken to over the last week or so are talking more in the terms of not, you know, if, but when the stadium opens at 119th and all. And I know people are against it and they're mad about it and whatnot, but I mean, we're not going to continue to go round and round and round and round and round. Free money, no vote versus look over here why we decide to do something else in the Missouri. Like, it just makes sense to go to the other side. And from what I heard and spoke to some people, you know, both in the political world and in the sports world and whatnot, over the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of moving going on, right? The representatives from the state of Kansas were in Arizona talking to the Royals. I do know that the Royals called the Jewish Community Center and asked what it would take to buy them out of their spot at 119th and Row, basically, Knoll, right in that area. I guess it is Knoll, in that spot right there. They don't need to buy out the J. They kind of just want to buy out the J. And the other good thing is that we've got a situation where that plot of land at the Sprint campus at 119th and all is only 10 acres smaller than the entire Truman Sports Complex, which houses two stadiums. And so there's going to be so much room out there for folks to kind of get around, to do their thing and to park, because the feeling is, and the conversations that I've had is that the stadium is going to go inside the parking garage where the buildings of the Sprint campus are, and all the ballpark village type stuff is going to go on the outside of that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and even include town center as well. As we talked about a few weeks ago, it's going to be part of that Starbond district where you're going to start paying back the stadium before they even break ground on this type of thing. So it just is all leaning towards everything happening at 119th and all. And at this point, I would be surprised if there was an about face, but you never know. Things can happen. People work behind the scenes, but it's kind of been quiet out of the state of Missouri lately when it comes to this baseball thing. And it sure seems like the folks on the Kansas side, I keep hearing the word partnership from people, have become better partners than the state of Missouri has been throughout all of this. And Kansas is like, here's the star bonds. We got it for you. When you're ready, take it. And Missouri's going, can you give us 3 weeks and a vote in November? And they're like, man, I don't think that's going to happen. You know?
And you said June 30th
is when they sunset the star bonds. They went into effect July 1st, and you have a year to decide whether or not you're going to utilize them. So from July 1st to June 30th. So time is of the essence as well. I use the term free money because it's a simple term to use. You get the star bond money, or you want to go to a vote of the people again, and a vote that failed by a wide margin, right? A 2/3 margin, right?
And it was over by 7 p.m.
Yeah, like it was just a crushing vote on the Missouri side that, like, people didn't really have an appetite for it. And so you got to have a backup plan, much like we talked about with Vinny Pasquantino. What's your backup plan at first base? Mm-hmm. The backup plan, if that vote failed, well, then we're going to include all the municipalities, and whoever makes the best offer is ultimately where we're going to end up. And so it really is trending that way. And like I said, I think I'd be kind of surprised at this point. But again, nothing should surprise any of us in this day and
surprising
age.
Surprising as into percentage that there would be a downtown stadium.
Yeah, I think I would be surprised if it's not at 119th and all is what I'm saying right now.
And again, this is not what you're, you know, you're not propaganda in this.
No,
this is just what you've been told.
You're not
out here saying this is my take. This is where it should go. This is word of mouth to you.
Right. From people in the know, right? You know, and I talk to enough people, and enough people contact me constantly about this thing, about what's going on, because it's constantly changing. And I've always said I'm going to be an open book. If I hear something, I'm going to give out the information as to the kind of what's going on. And so the one that really got me was the fact that 10 acres smaller than the entire Truman Sports Complex, and it's basically all going to be for the Royals out there. They can do so much to build so much, to generate so much revenue, to make this franchise one of the most stable money-generating franchises in all of Major League Baseball. Because as the TV landscape just continues to change, right? And if we're just playing under the old game, the Royals will never generate the TV dollars that the Yankees and Dodgers will. But you want to compete with the Yankees and Dodgers. How do you do that? Mm. You got to find other ways to generate money, right? And so one of the ways that you can do that is build a complex that has restaurants, bars, apartments, hotels, office buildings, all that kind of stuff. Own all that, rent all that, get all that money, use that money to put back into your team. It's a business.
How much of the new stadium possibility and the team being good has people wanting to go to opening day and sell it out a week before it starts?
A lot.
I think I'm not going to miss this opportunity.
Yeah, well, the team being good. Yeah.
That, I think, is probably the main, right?
Yeah.
You don't think there's a lot of people that are like, well, I'm going to enjoy this while it's still
here. Yeah, I think there's probably going to be still some nostalgia. But again, we have till 2031.
I guess
2030 will be the last season, you know, that they have out
it's
there.
Only like 4.5 years.
It's going to go like that. I mean, before you know it, we're
a month from the draft.
I mean, I just told Mac the other day it was Halloween. Holidays are going to be here. And here we are in April almost, right? Like, I keep going back to that because that felt like it was yesterday. And I remember telling Mac, because he's young, when you're younger, time seems to go longer. Hey, it's going to be the holidays before you know it. Oh, it's only Halloween. Here it's April. It's April. It's 6 months later. It's going to happen fast. But you're right. Those 4 years ago, think about just 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were wearing masks.
It's been 5 years since COVID.
Right. How fast has that gone?
I saw the stat the other day that's like, if you were 25 in 2000, you're now 50. I'm like, wait a minute. How old was I in 2000? Yeah, it just like blew me away. It was like, yeah, that's simple math. But like, you were 25 in the year 2000. This year, you're 50 years old.
Oh, I thought you had said if you were 25 in 2020,
thinking of COVID.
Last 5 years of age of 50 years. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right about that. Like, yeah,
that's just like, wow, I'm 50. I was 25.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I haven't had a chance to kind of talk about the passing of Dan Israel and Bob Davis. You know, Dan was 60. I'm 48 years old. That's 12 years older than I am. And I think about 12 years ago, you know, where we were. We were like 2012, 2013. Nobody had done anything yet in sports, right? Mm-hmm. In this town. The Royals were getting close. The Chiefs were kind of there, but we still had that Patrick Mahomes and all that kind of stuff. Andy Reid had just gotten here. Like, 12 years goes by in a blink of an eye. 5 years goes by even quicker. Years fly by. I mean, the month of March is over, guys.
Yeah. I mean, we have a week left.
Yeah.
And the Masters starts on April, what, 12th or April 10th?
I don't know. I saw something that said April 9th up there.
Okay.
But I don't know if that was the, I don't know if that's the Thursday. ESPN was promoting it whenever they take over. I met a guy in the last week who rents his house out every year for the Masters. You know what his house does? He gets $12,000 for the week of his house. And all it serves as is the kitchen for, like, Hewlett Packard rents out a bunch of houses. And his house serves as the chef's house. And nobody stays there. They just cook. The amount of money that gets thrown around at the Masters.
April 10th through the 13th. Yep. April. I mean, it's crazy. Like, yeah, the Masters is so
Thursday's special. Opening day.
Yeah.
Feels like spring training just started.
The draft is in a month from today.
The Super Bowl was like, it feels like it was just yesterday.
I was going to say, that literally feels yesterday.
Right?
That's nuts.
Your birthday's in 2 weeks.
It's like,
we're going to the sandbox. The sand trap.
Yeah, Maloney's paying that day, April 4th.
You know. We saw him on Friday. He bought our lunch.
Did he?
Good job. Nice.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm so proud of you guys this week. You guys are on me. And I was like, you didn't need to do that.
Yeah, he's the man.
Yeah.
I licked his head.
I was going to say, how was that bald head? Did he protect it?
No, he was so happy that I had a red beard.
He loved it.
Right when he got there, he goes, dude,
Ginger,
is your beard red? And I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, it used to be what mine was when I grew it. I'm like, well, it's like a brownish red. It's like an amber. And I was like, but I have brown hair everywhere else. He goes, oh, not me, man. I was like, all right.
I noticed in the last couple of weeks, like, I'm shaving more now than I ever have before because the beard is gray. And I'm like,
it's affected me here. Damn it. Before Dusty, I was shaving once every 2 weeks.
And I didn't mind the gray, but all of a sudden it's bothering me now.
Oh, let it grow.
Yeah. Don't let the old man in.
You should look at Mad Dog. He looks great.
He looks really good.
Mad Dog has a beard.
Dude, it's great.
It's awesome.
And it's awesome.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Kind of makes him look younger.
Brown hair is overrated. It's all about the gray beard.
I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, the Yankees said you can grow facial hair. Mad Dog.
So Mad Dog did it.
And I'm going to move to Arizona because Molly Miller is now their head coach for the women's basketball team.
Hey.
Hey-o. Coming up on the other side, we'll dive more into what Vinny Pasquantino's injury means and what Josh Verner said about what could replace if time is not on his side. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Nice. Diving back into it on Monday. What a fast show today was, right? Bob's back from Arizona. Applied sunscreen enough.
Got to.
Oh yeah, you don't want to have any sunburns or anything like that. Protect your skin.
But also, I didn't wear shorts much. My wife kept saying, "Why are you wearing pants?"
You had shorts in that one picture. You were thighing out.
What? That the only game was the last game that I wore shorts to, and I'm like, I just don't want to deal with the sun.
Those looked
like
some Dustman shorts.
Oh,
they were 4-inch inseams.
Yeah,
they were.
I get the longer ones.
Oh, you get the 7-inch.
Yeah. I'm not a short guy.
You don't reveal too much.
It doesn't feel comfortable. But then you see all the wannabe baseball players in like eighth grade and high school all wearing these short. I'm like, not my style, man.
Yeah. Do not show me how a catcher catches the fastball.
Please do not.
Look like that Lenny Kravitz video where he ripped his leather pants. Have you ever seen that video?
I don't think I've seen that. I don't think I have.
Yeah, he's on stage. He goes down into a three-point stance, and out pops Mr. Kravitz's little Kravitz.
Oh, no.
And now we all know why he's so popular.
Yeah.
Although I'm pretty sure he like hasn't had sex in like 9 years.
I'm sorry, what?
Damn. Yeah, he said he went celibate.
Good for him.
Lenny Kravitz, of all people, that's going to be like the toughest thing in the world. Who's having sex with Jerry Jones? Not Lenny Kravitz. We did talk to Vern.
Lenny Kravitz.
He wants to get away. He wants to fly away. Lenny Kravitz is underrated, by the way. Sidebar. But this was Vern on the Vinny Pasquantino injury and if Caglione is his replacement.
Even if it is something that lands him on the IL to open the season, no, I don't think Jack Caglione, I don't think that we're breaking glass because of emergency on opening day. I don't think that's the most advantageous position to put Caglione in.
The reason that conversation started is because when you were at the game on Saturday in Surprise, I believe that's where it was at, Vinny is hustling out a ground ball and pops up grabbing his hamstring And then, of course, we heard from you and Andy Rogers that he was going to be evaluated yesterday, maybe today, before they take on the Texas Rangers in their two exhibition games to see what the significance is. Finney was quoted in an article saying that he goes with his gut, but his gut is not the medical staff, and he says he feels fine.
Yeah, the reports that I got afterwards, and again, these are early, you know, a couple hours after it had happened, enjoying a nice In-N-Out burger before we hit the airport, was, you know, we think we escaped. We'll know more in the next 24 to 48 hours, which puts us to about where we are right now, right? I'm sure later on today, you know, all the pregame stuff, and Q will speak at 3, then he'll speak again at 7, then he'll speak again at 9, you know, like how many times they speak in baseball. We'll know a little bit more, you know, obviously later on today, but the moral of the story is, like, we got to have a backup plan for Vinny Pasquantino because, as you talked about earlier, you need insurance on this guy. And that's not being negative about Vinny. That's being realistic about Vinny Pasquantino. The two full seasons that he's had in the major leagues have not been full seasons because of injury, right? And so you have to have that backup plan, whether it's Kevin Biggio or Mark Canacorn, or whether it's Nick Lofton, or whether it's Freddie Fermin, or whoever the case may be, you've got to have that backup plan. And I don't know if Nick Prado really does factor into that backup plan. They gave him his release, put him on waivers, whatever it was. He cleared waivers. He's back in Omaha. But I feel like Nick Prado's a guy that kind of just needs a change of scenery and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know who the initial backup is going to be if you get to that situation. It may have to be just kind of from within, and you see more of Fermin behind the plate, Salvi at first, and Biggio DHing, or Canna DHing, or Lofton, or whoever else DHing out there.
So Mac was just in my ear, like, the exact same time I was, like, seeing it and typing it, and it's great because we're both on the same playing field. We have a new theme for the Royals this year with Josh Vernon, who does it every year.
Oh.
Remember the campfire in 23 that burned out before it even started?
Oh, yeah. We didn't even have a lighter for that one.
Last year it was the deep end.
Yeah.
Right? That's why we took the cruise ship as a, you know, kind of a play on with Vern. Want to guess what it is this year?
So Vern just came out with his theme for the year?
And 96.5 The Fan. The Fan 96.5 just tweeted it.
Let me try to guess here. Playoffs or bust?
No. It is the sophomore album.
Oh, so the second album.
So like instead of a cruise ship last year, it's the roadie bus.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I told you about that Jake Peavy bus story.
Oh, God. The hell's Jake Peavy at? He's just a little late. Yeah, but I mean, out of all this, so Vern's been doing this since 14. In 2014, he called it the roller coaster. In 2015, he called it the fight. 16, the high wire. 17, the senior year. 18, the test. 20, the lifeboat. 21, the step forward.
That did not happen.
No. 22, the river card. 23, the campfire. Last year, the deep end. And this year is the sophomore album. So from cruise ship to roadie bus is where we will begin this season.
Mm-hmm. 22, the river card, like in Hold'em, that last card?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
You wait it out, then you get absolutely
burned. Gotcha, yep. Yeah.
I like the sophomore album.
Yeah. That's nice.
Because this is what we talked about earlier. Like, this team is ready to win.
And that's their expectation. The players went to management this year and said, we know we're going to be in the playoffs. Think about that. Not we want to, not we hope, not we think. We know we're making the playoffs this year. The playoffs are inevitable in their minds. It's just now making sure they get there, which goes back to the Vinny thing. The backup plan is necessary for Vinny Pasquantino, right?
Yes.
You lose Bobby, you're done for the year. I don't care who you are, right? Mm-hmm. You got your backup with Salvi, right? You got Freddie Fermin. You got a couple of guys down in the minors that are some, like, everybody wants Carter Jensen. Anytime the Royals call for it, all right, Carter Jensen. We're not going to trade him. So you've got kind of the backups at the catcher position. You got some backups in the outfield. You can figure things out. You got to have that insurance policy ready to rock and roll at first base, because there is a good chance that Vinny Pasquantino does miss some time. That's just who he is as a person. And again, for the people on the text line that you were saying earlier, saying, how can we be ripping? Well, nobody's ripping Vinny. We're talking about injury that happens to him all the time. And this was literally his last play of spring training, Dusty, because Bobby had just left the game the at-bat prior, right? He got out or whatever it was, so he left the game and was walking, and Vinny, as he's going, the left, oh, God. Like, oh, no, not now. The last play of spring.
I get it, because I am team fanboy when it comes to Jack Caglione. I will totally admit that. And I just think that, like, what he's shown with his bat and how he's done it. And I know a lot of people say, well, he didn't do it off major league pitching. He didn't do it. He did a little bit in minor leagues this year. He did hit off major league pitching. He 100% did.
Yeah.
And you mean to tell me that if Vinny Pasquantino goes out, you have more faith and trust that Melendez, Renfro, and Fermin will step up? When you have a 22-year-old kid who everything we've been told is polished, is mature, knows his role, shows significant signs of being a, you know, guy that can handle the situation, played at Florida, National Player of the Year, 22 years old. This is not a fragile 18-year-old kid. This is maybe, and you can, and everybody that has this, so let's have this. Everyone who has this sort of mentality that is, well, I don't want to call him up and just burn his hopes and he doesn't work out. What if you call him up and he's Bob Hamlin?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if you call him up and he's Angel Barroa, Rookie of the Year? What if you call him up and he's Carlos Beltran? Like, there are the other side of the argument that can be had. And I don't want to be completely shut down with people that are like, well, I'm afraid it's Jackson Holliday all over again. Jackson Holliday's dad was, you know, Matt Holliday, who was a stud, who was a big name in baseball. Jackson Holliday was the number one overall draft pick of the MLB. Caglione was sixth. Jackson Holliday was 18 with massive shoes to fill. Jack Caglione is on a team where those shoes are already filled and his are already massive at size 17. He's got the backing from all the last players that played before him. Hosmer wants him up. If Hosmer has some sort of insight, I know Hosmer's a little more fanboyish now with the you know, Digging Deep podcast, as he should be. But, like, there's just a lot of signs, in my opinion. And, again, I totally admit this. I'm a fanboy on the roadie bus. But I am one of these guys that when you sometimes see things, and I don't know if you heard this or not because you were on vacation, but this was Mike Sweeney on Jack Caglione.
I mean, I don't think a Royal has ever hit a ball that hard, maybe since Bo Jackson was playing. 117 off the bat, almost 500 feet. The guy is as advanced as I've ever seen in a young hitter. He's the first one in the clubhouse every morning. He's in the weight room with, you know, the guy's super early. He's coachable. He's the full package. And I think Royals fans should start getting their, you know, Caglione jerseys as well, because he's going to be a guy that's going to, I believe, help us win a World Series in the next year or two.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest hitters in baseball, Royals baseball's history, is Mike Sweeney.
Yeah.
Maybe top three. Obviously, George is there.
Mm-hmm.
Sweeney's somewhere in the next two.
Who else would be on that list?
Oh, and by the way, that sound was when he got sent down and hit the game-winning home run when he got sent down. So it's like, I think that sometimes it's okay, because a lot of people were maybe this way with Bobby Witt Jr. Don't call him up. It's too early. He was 19. Yeah. I understood the logic. Bobby Witt's not 20, or Jack Caglione's not 19. He's 22, damn near 23.
Baseball does tend to be a lot more conservative,
sure,
you know, with things.
It's always that way.
And whatnot. But the good news is, you know, the Royals this year got like an extra pick in the like number 33, I think, right, this year, because of where Bobby Witt finished in the voting for MVP, right? And when you bring some of your younger guys up and they're in the Rookie of the Year conversation, and they're, I think, top three in Rookie of the Year, if you bring a guy up, you get, you know, a pick in the 30s again, a bonus pick for that. So there is incentive for the Royals to bring him up. I also think there's incentive because we don't know what 27's going to be like. Tony Clark was down there on Saturday as well.
Did you talk to him?
I looked at him and I booed him. I'm like, him and Scott Boras are going to F this thing up. Because I even tweeted about it. Like, I was talking to some baseball people down there as well, with some different organizations and whatnot. And they're like, Scott Boras sucks. I'm like, I think he's worse than steroids, but that's just me. And they're like, no, we agree. Like, Scott Boras is ruining baseball, right? Him and Tony Clark, if they can't get something done for the 27 season, what we're missing out on right now, like, baseball, I keep saying it over and over again because I firmly believe it. Mm-hmm. Where we are in baseball right now, it's a renaissance, man. The games are fast. The games are entertaining. There's superstars in the game. So many teams have an opportunity to win this year.
Correct.
You know, the American League is as wide open as it's ever been.
just talk about Baltimore. I mean, look at their team. They've completely drafted well and made it superstars.
Yeah, Detroit's going to be that way. Cincinnati's going to be that way with Terry Francona managing. Like, there's so many good teams in smaller markets right now. Everybody's enjoying the pace of the game. The ABS system in spring training was the best thing I've ever seen. It was awesome with the balls and strikes and the challenges. And there's nothing better than seeing an umpire ring a dude up, strike three, and the guy challenges and it's a ball. Like, it's great.
Did you see that heel Jazz Chisholm, what he did?
No.
The guy called strike three. He just immediately ran to first, and as he was running to first, he's tapping his head. Turned out to be a ball. Typical Chisholm. So I do want to bring this text up because I can defend my side of it in this debate. From the 816, we'll never know, but we did bring up Alex Gordon too quick, and look how we saw that worked out. So here's the difference between that. I believe Gordon was the number one overall pick in the draft.
Fourth overall.
Yeah. Okay. And when he got drafted, who was on this team? Right? He was drafted. I mean, Sweeney, but he was drafted on this team and he was comped to the next George Brett.
Right.
That's unfair.
It is.
No one is comping Caglione to come up here and save the franchise.
Right.
The franchise has been saved. Bobby Witt Jr. came and did that 2 years ago. He's your guy. He's your face. Your Hall of Fame captain in Salvador Perez is also on that roster. Your cool as a cucumber head coach, not the one your teacher showed you, but McCutrero.
Miss Brennan.
He's there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Alex Gordon was drafted to save the franchise and make this a whole thing. And Gordon was picked third. Jeez, guys.
Okay, who the hell cares? Yeah, seriously.
I knew he was a top five pick.
Come on.
Caglione was sixth overall. Straight out of college.
Right.
Gordon, third overall, straight out of college. Caglione was not brought up here.
Straight out of Lincoln.
Yeah. Caglione was not brought in here to be the next franchise's greatest player like Gordon was. Gordon played third, got a little upper deck syndrome, had to live up to the hype of George Brett. Opening day, faced Curt Schilling, struck out four times.
Yeah.
That was devastating. Again, he was here to be the franchise's savior. Bobby Witt Jr. has done that.
That's the thing with Cags, and I was talking to people with the Royals about that as well. They go, that's the beauty. He doesn't have to come up and save the team. I go, no, he doesn't have to come up. He just has to be a part of the team. And look, you can see the smiles, and they're excited. And look, if he doesn't come up this year, I'll be more surprised at that than I would be if the Royals end up staying in Missouri. Like I will be stunned if we don't see Cags at some point this year up at the big league level, because all he has to do is go down to AAA and AA, take care of business in Northwest Arkansas, move up for a couple of weeks to Omaha, take care of business there, and eventually injuries will happen. Like, it just does. Over the course of 162 games, people get hurt, people get tired, it's time to move on, somebody's in a slump, whatever the case is, he's going to get, I believe, an opportunity this year to be part of this big league club. And he does look the part. I mean, he looks like if he came into the big league, stadium today, he would be just fine. But you give him a couple of weeks to get the feet under him, get some real pitching, and boom, and then you kind of hit the ground running. Your best case scenario is you don't need him this year. That would be the best case scenario.
No, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. But what we said is, what's the one thing that would get him on this roster earlier than later?
Injury.
That would be an injury. And what was the injury? If something were to happen to Vinny Pasquantino, and what happened?
Boom.
Something happened to Vinny Pasquantino.
Yeah, right away.
And to prove the text line wrong, someone from the 816, you just comped him to Bo Jackson. No, I did not.
We did not.
That was Mike Sweeney's audio, and he said he hadn't seen anybody hit a ball further or as hard as Bo Jackson.
Nobody's comping Jack Caglione to anybody.
Anything. If anybody's doing it, it's me. And I said he reminds me of a young Jim Thome. And sorry that Jim Thome was 6'5", 250, and Caglione 6'5", 250.
They are the same build. And, but that's what baseball does. We comp people all the time. And that's why I don't like it as much, because we don't necessarily feel like, I don't feel like we do it in football that much like we do in baseball. Everybody in baseball seemingly has a comp of who they can be. And that's just pressure being put on these guys that they don't need.
Yeah.
You walk around and you tell Jack Caglione, you're the next Bo Jackson, or you're the next this. Why are we doing that to these guys?
But what's funny is he's so polished and so professional, from what I've heard from Vern and you guys, and listening to JJ and Contrero and all those people, that he'd be like, it's really cool, man, but I'm just Jack Caglione.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he'd be like, I love this guy.
he's a pro.
He's already number 14.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I get a jersey? I will buy it. By the way, guess what arrives today, buddy?
Oh, no.
Oh,
your
yes.
only always October t-shirt?
No, oh. That already arrived. No, what arrives today is my Luka Doncic official NBA jersey.
There we go.
A Lakers jersey?
That's right.
Yeah, it's happening.
Getting hammered and going to websites. Never a good thing.
Did you go to Temu and get that?
No.
No,
I went to the NBA shop and spent
$190.
This is retails for suckers.
Yeah, well. It's cool. He'll probably be on LA for a long time. It's a good jersey. You like him, so...
Yeah.
I know you said Q will have updates on Vinny later today. I don't know if we'll need him from the 913. I'm sure Vinny feels fine until he tries to run it out again. I've had pulled hammies. Takes weeks to get right.
Nice. Yeah.
So there you go. There's the update from the 913.
Okay.
I don't think we'll need it because 913 texted in.
I just can't wait for Caglione to shrink the K.
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Did you know that hamstrings take a while to recover?
Yeah. Takes weeks.
I mean, dude, I'll tell you what. I pull a hamstring, I'm out.
I am way
out. I'm doing the show from the house. Like, I won't be able to move, dude.
I told you, I hurt my calf back in, like, you know, January.
Because the basketball hit it, they had to review it?
They did, yeah. You could see it move a little bit.
Check it out.
My hamstring, I know from experience, takes weeks.
Oh, let him live.
Yeah.
He's just trying to be nice. That's a nice texter.
No,
Mac just absolutely crapped all over his face.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mac.
But no, I mean.
He's a growing boy.
For us, it's a lot different than it
Correct.
Is. For, yeah. You go to Major League Clubhouse, they got devices, and it's
but
better. You
to
know?
Be respectful to that texter. It's 100%
accurate. 100% like,
accurate,
yeah.
And that's why you need insurance with Vinny Pasquantino. You have to have somebody there. Do you really believe that Freddie Fremien, who is a good ball player?
I like him.
We all do.
Yeah.
But we like him for what he is.
That's exactly right. Right. A backup.
You're not supposed to have Freddie Fremien play in 133 games.
Right.
It is what it is.
It was like when that Johnny Giovitella they wanted to play all the time. Then they played him and they realized he's no good. A text coming in from Kurt Nelson, Rose Hall of Fame director. Text is incorrect as well. Alex was second overall. Thanks, coach. Yeah,
Woo!
That's right.
Jeez, guys.
Let's go.
Come on. God, I love Kurt.
Kurt is the absolute best. And yes.
Actually, everybody's wrong because I actually know.
Yeah, but he's right. Now that he said it, the second overall pick, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. He was number two. Who was number one that year?
Oh, was it Verlander?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, come on, Kurt. I know you're listening. That would have been the 2004 draft class because Gordon got called up in 07, right? Because.
Yes. Oh,
was it Boston win in 06? No.
Boston
05. 05 was when Gordon got called up.
06 was the Cardinals.
Yeah, 04 was Boston. That was the 3-1 deficit.
Right. 05 was the Tigers? Did they?
Okay, you guys White Sox. You guys going to guess? You made your guess Verlander?
Yeah.
Bob, guess or no?
No.
It would have been Wait.
This is
Gordon
04,
got drafted
by the
04?
04. This is 04.
Clayton Kershaw.
No. He wasn't first overall. Gosh, 04. Golly. Is it a name we should know?
I don't know.
Okay,
but
so
I, it
we're
is,
done guessing.
It is funny that you said Verlander, because then is he the one with Kate Upton?
Yes.
Yeah. Justin Upton.
Ah.
There we go.
Justin and BJ, failed products. Brothers.
So I figured if I didn't know him, then
God, there was so much buzz
great.
Around both
oh.
those guys.
They both went number one overall
yeah.
in like 4 years of separation. And then just fizzled out.
McCutcheon mm-hmm. went 11th.
Oh, and he's still playing
he's
baseball
still
to this
playing.
Day.
Still there.
The
yeah.
Ageless
awesome.
Wonder.
Yeah. That dude is still playing. He's awesome. I always wanted that guy on my team.
Is he still with Pittsburgh?
Yes. He's,
okay,
he's back with
good.
Well, he left for
yeah,
a
left,
while
yeah.
and came back.
But, yeah.
From the 913, Brioche of the Weekend. Crap on Texters. Meanwhile, our takes are stupid and shallow. Coming up on the other side, we get to the Brioche of the Weekend here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. We love you.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
From the text line, Mac, you know you never ran hard enough to pull anything. I did find out he's a sock lord. I went over to his house on Friday.
Yeah.
Before he went to Jefferson's. Five pairs of socks in five different places in the house.
Oh, he's a child. Grow up, man. Seriously.
Oh.
It's like my children, they throw them everywhere. Ask Josh. Josh and I still take pictures of socks and just send them to each other. For weeks. I had one on a ceiling fan one time.
Cleaned them up for Saturday's party, but yeah, a lot of socks.
Mm. What is going on here?
We keep asking when our children are going to grow up. Max 27, Jen.
I thought they said don't ever grow up.
Well, exactly. I mean, picking up your socks.
I won't grow up.
He puts them in a spot. It's not like they're like one's on the couch and the other one's
on
like a chair.
Yeah, it's like on my shoes, but they're there. Yeah.
Why not just put them in the laundry basket?
That's a good question. A lot of work. You might pull a hamstring into the laundry basket.
That is true, doing the laundry, right?
Could be out weeks.
Brioche of the weekend, please.
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, good take.
From the text line. By the way, how awesome is it that Kurt Nelson's listening, getting involved? Legendary. Oh, gosh. Well done, 620. Well, we all know Dusty didn't pull anything when he ran at the K. What a sad day of my life. That's when I knew that I was no longer anything of noteworthy. Oh, gosh, man. But that was great.
You were in the hot dog race?
No, we used to do this thing where, we would do things at the K, like throw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
Did that last year.
Dope.
Strike. We had to steal the base one time. I got represented to do that. This was Denny Matthews and Vern. Absolutely. Have you heard this audio?
No.
We've had a rough show, though, here on 610 Nights. One of our hosts
old school
tried to steal the base out there in right field, and he was a cool 5 seconds late.
Here comes Denny.
The finish line. I'm sure he's going to be hanging his head and hoping that, especially you two, did not see that.
They could have. There's a gapper into right center field, and that's going to get by Kyle Isbell and roll to the wall. So Willie Castro is on. And this is the fourth straight inning.
You think maybe Denny would forget about roasting me here a second after Fizz does his thing?
I started to say, Fizz, they could have videotaped that dash from the right field corner in slow motion, but that would have been redundant.
I was going to say, the use of the word dash.
A little dash, yeah. He ran out of steam real early.
Hey, dude, I got roasted by Denny Matthews. My career was over. I'm good. I'll retire.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That's amazing.
I love Fizziak being there too, trying to talk baseball. He's like, no, we got to get back to this. Hang on a second. The most important stuff. What year was that?
It would have been like 3 years ago.
Yeah, game didn't matter.
Dude, not a chance.
I mean, let's call it what it is.
But it's
right?
The fact that like Denny started it. Steve goes in to do the play-by-play. I was starting to say you could have used a slow motion camera, but that would have been redundant.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Denny.
Thank you.
Love
you. Appreciate
with
it.
All my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But no, bring us to the weekend. Take it away,
Bob. I'm going to give it to the folks in Surprise, Arizona. What a great experience if you get the opportunity to go to spring training with the family. And you've got to take advantage of it. So many Royals fans down there. So many people excited for the start of the season. Royals put on a great show. Surprise Stadium's awesome. And it's just heaven on earth, man. So you get the opportunity to go down there and be part of spring training. Make sure you take advantage of that because everybody's in a good mood. The weather's great. You're watching baseball. The fans are there. They're signing autographs for everybody. Like seeing the kids go and get Bobby Witt Jr.'s autograph through the fence. Like it's just old school, like grassroots type of baseball type stuff. You're going to get the autographs. You're going to meet the players. You're going to take the pictures. You're going to realize what sports is about when you get the opportunity to do that.
Yeah. It kind of brings you back to the roots. What really matters with sports.
It really is. Watching it through the kids, man, just watching the kids watch games and they're not thinking about analytics.
Yeah.
They're not thinking about salary caps. They're not thinking about stuff that we shouldn't be thinking about. They're just watching the game and they're just enjoying it. Be a kid. As my friend said, who I was telling you about, 80 years old. I said, how do you stay like this? Don't let the old man in. She said, don't let the
Heck
old
yeah.
man in. So that's what you got to do. Watch those games. Be a kid. Act like a kid. Life's too freaking short to not.
Did you leave Bobby's autograph?
I did not know.
Oh, gosh, could have made so much money. Just kidding. Our buddy Steve Kennedy says, Bob, when Dusty Likens gets to Arizona, you might never see him again. Golf courses every 2 miles at big sports books and brand new casinos near us. LOL, come down, fellas. We would love to host you.
Yeah, they're opening their new house in Surprise here pretty quick. The pool goes in next February. Ooh. And so, we'll go stay with the Kennedys. I don't know that we'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Kim can get after it. But they also donated for the auction on March or April 21st. They donated a Patrick Mahomes signed flag from 2017, his rookie year.
Nice.
So it's his actual signature before he changed it to where it is now. He actually wrote out his whole name, Patrick Mahomes, and it's on
there. That's cool.
So we'll be auctioning that off for the BMA Foundation on April 21st.
I just want to win, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Mac, you got a Brios this week?
Yeah.
And the Kennedys, too, for saying, meet us at 10 a.m. and having beers ready to go and breakfast tacos in the parking lot of the spring training game.
Hell yeah, Daddy.
Baby.
Yeah.
Go watch Tony play for Salina. He's their starting tackle. He may play for the Chiefs someday.
I
just want to win, Jim.
We need him now.
Yes, we do.
For me, Brioche of the weekend, I would say this happened this week. I think it was Saturday. Maybe it was Friday. It was in the Liberty and Oregon game. It was at the last 45 seconds of the game. They're down 23 or 24 points. And the ref blows the whistle, stops play, points at a spot that, pointing at a wet spot on the floor that's not really wet, but just trying to get a kid to come in and play in the game. To come in and play in the game. It's the only time he's ever going to get to play in the NCAA tournament. Could be his last chance of playing organized basketball. The ref stops what he's doing, notices he's on the bench, knows that the game's going to be over.
No, he's sitting on the floor.
We're sitting on the floor waiting
to
come
in. Check in.
Ready to check in. He knows it's 54 seconds. They're not going to call any fouls. This game's over. He says, you know what? Let me blow the whistle. Let me stop. Let me get this kid in. This is really important to him. He's worked. It could be my age. Could be third-year senior, want to just get in the NCAA, give me 50 seconds, and that's really cool. Good moment.
That is a good moment. You don't normally see refs or give refs a lot of credit or umpires credit when they do things right, so...
Yeah,
good for them, man. That's the way it should be. You get a kid an opportunity. It's all about those opportunities.
Yes.
Gosh, imagine if a referee did that to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God. People would lose their mind.
It's probably happened to Josh Allen, though.
I'll give a little bit of respect to the text line. They said their brioche of the weekend was the Wyatt Hendrickson pulling the biggest upset in NCAA history as the kid from Oklahoma State beat the guy that went to the WWE, went to the NFL, came back, and it was like the biggest upset in NCAA
history. Oh, the wrestling.
Yeah, the wrestling.
That was people were going crazy over that one.
I mean, biggest upset ever. I mean, I'm not a huge wrestling follower, but I can respect the game when the game is respectful, and that's when it happened. The kid just upset was nuts. Everybody's crying, like... Solid, man.
That's cool. Here's another good one. Actually, Brioche of the weekend, Derek Queen, when he hit that shot.
But he traveled.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody said, come on. Just stop.
He took three steps. Now it matters.
Wait, you actually think he traveled?
Well, I mean, watch slow motion. Took three steps.
Oh, I did. I watched it multiple times. Okay. It's a gather step. It is not a travel. I posted about it.
He the rules of basketball. About it.
Yeah.
Once you post about it, there's no debating.
Ripping takes, dude.
Right? Ripping takes. No, it's not a travel.
So this comes from a reporter. Maryland players were asked what makes Kevin Willard a coach worth listening to. Derek Queen's initial response, he do pay us the money. And the coach just drops into his hand. 2025, ladies and gentlemen, in college sports. He pays the money.
And you see the coach just go to his head. He's like, face palm. Jeez. But it's true.
It is. It's where we are, right? And just embrace it.
Yes.
Accept it for
own
what
it
is. And if you don't like it, feel free not to pay attention anymore.
Absolutely.
And that's fine, too. Again, as we've experienced over the last week or so, life is too short to sit around and do stuff that doesn't please you. If you don't like college basketball or sports the way it is right now, don't watch it.
Tomorrow we'll leave the show with college wrestling because from the 913, you guys refuse to mention college wrestling or even understand it.
We talk about things that sports fans are talking about. That's about as much as sports fans. Like if we were talking about college wrestling on this show, nobody would be listening to this show. Again, it's stuff you like is great. There's a podcast, I'm sure, for college wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it's great.
Yeah.
And real wrestling's in the WWE. Just kidding.
triggered.
No, my brioche for the weekend goes to Amir Khan, the Aurora, the kid from McNeese State.
Yeah.
The Aura. Not only that, he made over 100,000 plus in NIL deals. First non-athlete to get money from NIL.
Good for him.
Had a couple businesses fly into Providence where they were playing. One was Under Armour, gave him a complete tracksuit with his nickname on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Wild Wings said, hey, how can we get involved? Oh, we're representing the tournament. Here's a new speaker with our label on it. There's money. And then when his coach transferred, so did he. So he'll be at North Carolina State next year in the Wolfpack doing the exact same thing, maybe getting money. But, hey, he sat next to Spike Lee. He got to enjoy that weekend and made a ton of money doing it. And if you hate it, it's because you didn't get to do it, and he did it. And
that's
he made
right.
It. And he came out with the team.
Why be a hater on something like that? That's as opportunistic as
you
can get, man. Like, the NCAA tournament, as we've seen, has created opportunities for people over the years. This is just another kid getting an opportunity and taking advantage of it. Way to go, man.
Yeah, it was great to see that. Because, when you hear that story come out, and you're like, this kid made $100,000 this weekend? Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Like, wow. What I wouldn't do to do that for just a weekend to just have that. And now what's going to do? It's going to trailblaze everybody to do it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Now, there's going to be some people that don't get that money, but there's going to be some people that come up with a new inventive way to be a representative for a team. And, I thought what he did for that team gave them that Aurora. And let him be that guy. So, pretty awesome story there for the My Brioche of the Weekend as that kid got paid.
Yeah, man, awesome.
Yeah, how many basketball managers in high school now are like, man, okay.
I got a chance.
Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try. Yeah. Just be you.
That's
and
it.
If being you is the way to do it, that's great. Because when you try, you become fake. It doesn't work. And
cringe.
Then, yeah, it is. Exactly. As the kids are saying today. Very cringe, right? Like they say about my wife all the time. My kids. What?
What?
Was that out loud?
Your kids say
oh, God, yes. Mom, it's cringe. Stop,
oh,
Mom.
Jen's being cringe. Cringe.
And then here comes bobbing back. Yeah, no cap.
No cap. Yeah. Yeah, seriously, Jen.
You gotta up that riz, Jen.
That's fantastic.
You're getting down bad on the cringe.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, boy. Oh, shoot. What a fun day. Everybody's back together. We'll be back again tomorrow. Opening day is Thursday. And don't forget Royals Roundtable on Friday at Hollywood Casino. Michael Massey, Kyle Isbell, Vernier, all 96.5 The Fan. We'll be there doing something kind for somebody because you never know. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Life's too short to hate. Appreciate and love.
Coming up. Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.